Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Monday. Is it happy? Yes, it's happy.
Yeah, we'll take happy.
The sun is out.
The sun is shining. The grass is growing. It's a beautiful day.
We're going to choose optimism.
Yes, we are.
The coffee is a brewing.
It has brewed.
It brewed for me too,
It brewed. Worry. I'm on my third cup at this point now.
I got my mega cup and I had two. My 16-ouncer.
So do you count a cup like 8 ounces or cup like your coffee cup
No, I do like one cup, whatever cup. If it's a bowl,
okay.
it's a quart.
So that's count.
That's one cup.
So not 8 ounces.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So
I got my big mug out today.
Gosh, I've had several then because every time I make a cup, it's a 12-ounce.
Okay.
So I've had way more than two cups.
Yeah. That's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay. Coffee's good for you. It's from a bean.
It is. And I hear you're going
to... How are beans bad for you?
We're going to live forever and ever because we drink coffee.
I know.
I don't put anything in mine.
So. I put almond milk. I don't put anything else. I put almond milk.
Okay. I have this thing
and
about
today,
almond
ice.
Milk.
And today, ice. Because I was just, it's just hot outside.
I just wanted some iced coffee.
Yeah, I did. I needed to change it up.
You know, I used to drink almond milk
mm-hmm.
like it was going out of style. I made my protein shakes. I did everything on my, when I ate cereal, I haven't eaten cereal in forever. But when I ate cereal, I'd put almond milk in my, thinking
me
I was,
too.
I'm doing something good. I'm doing.
It's less calories.
It is, but it has a lot of wet in it.
Doesn't it really? Don't bust my bubble.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Even these fitness guru people, they almond milk this, almond milk that. And I'm like, I'm reading the label going, nope. Don't need. Mm-mm.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I don't drink almond milk anymore.
Like at all?
Not at all.
Well, I just don't drink milk.
I do 2%.
I just don't drink milk. I'm not a milk fan.
I love
milk. I think I have a little bit of a lactose intolerance. I don't think I'm intolerant, but like, you know, sometimes you can feel, you know,
yeah,
like
I get you.
My nose gets stopped, you know, like there's a little bit of an allergy, I think, to that.
Yeah.
So I switched to that.
I understand.
And, you know,
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Please don't turn your radio off.
I want to get a cow and just milk the cow and
please
drink.
Do.
We've talked about it.
Please do.
Wouldn't
that
just be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Although I think it'll be fun twice. Figured the first time is learning how. The second time is I got this. And then the third time is what was I thinking?
I have a feeling that milk would squirt everywhere.
I think so too. It'd get my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Up my nose.
I know.
Like I think
those udders be flying everywhere.
It would. Poor little moo cow. So... We've actually discussed this, though. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, we talked about it last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, not even joking.
Yeah. Well, or you can just buy from Legacy Dairy.
That's true.
I mean,
I know. But I know. I do, too.
Their milk.
Their chocolate milk.
You know that comes from brown cows, right?
Yes, I do. So, the strawberry milk comes from pink cows.
Pink cows.
That's what I raise my kids on.
I can honestly say.
Look for the pink cows.
I can honestly say I've never seen a pink cow.
Have you not? Mm-mm. We keep them in the backyard.
Oh, so you do milk cows.
Yeah, just in the backyard.
Only the pink ones for strawberry milk.
Yeah, strawberry.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah,
they're in the back.
All right. In case you haven't noticed, Betsy from Buttercup Lane Gifts is my co-host this morning. We start out like this every time you're in
studio. We
oops. It's just the way it goes.
It is.
We just randomly start. Like, we're not even
Isn't
doing
that
a show.
A Dr. Seuss book?
How now, brown cow?
I don't even know if that's Dr. Seuss, but it worked. How now, brown cow?
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. Sorry.
Hey Siri. Where did How Now Brown Cow come from? How Now Brown Cow originated in Scotland.
Scotland.
In the 1700s.
How Now Brown Cow.
It was a term to refer to... It moved on me. Some sources say that brown cow was a phrase that was used to mean a barrel of beer because of a barrel of beer is brown and ungainly like a cow. I didn't know
cows
that.
Cows are not ungainly.
I know.
They are gainly.
I think Siri's wrong.
Me too.
I don't like you, Siri.
Who needs the internet?
That's right. A friend of mine posted on Facebook yesterday or sometimes mm-hmm. that things that we did not say in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And people started commenting.
Yeah.
One of mine was, hey, Siri.
Oh, so true.
And another one of mine was, what is everyone binge watching right now?
That's so true.
Nobody said that in the
70s. No, because we didn't.
80s or 90s.
Yeah.
Did we say it early 2000s? Did we have?
I don't know.
When did Netflix come out?
It was a DVD. If you remember, it was a DVD that we had to mail. Do you remember that?
Netflix was?
Yeah. We had to mail it. We dropped it in the mail.
I don't guess I did.
I did. I remember doing it because I kept one movie for 6 weeks.
Ooh.
I know. Felt a little guilt about that.
I bet you were bad at returning your library books too, weren't you?
No, I was actually pretty good, but I had one just down the street. I had to, go past it. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay. I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors. We must get down to business.
Yes.
I know. It's so much more fun to just talk about whatever, though, isn't it, sometimes? All right, Buttercup Lane Gifts, and Betsy is in the house this morning as my co-host. We also have Blake and Brent and Ryan, realtors and auctioneers with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by MedCenter Health. Also, thanks to Scooter's Coffee, Habitat for Humanity Restore, and Plantation Tires. Phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And Betsy's going to tell you what she's giving away today.
We're giving away a make and take your own candle.
Yes.
Very excited for these. We just finally got these in. So it is from our lovely Milk House Candles. Mm-hmm. So, and we have jars that are super cute. They remind me of mason jars. Mm-hmm. And they've already got the wick in them. And then we have 5 different scents, and you can make 1 scent. You can do them all. You can do a couple, whatever you want, and you get to make and take your own candle.
So have you made yours yet?
Oh, yes.
So which scents did you use?
I did 3.
Okay.
So I did apple strudel. Mm. I know. Brown butter pumpkin.
Mm.
Okay. And then caramel corn. But, I'm a foodie.
I know you are.
So I like all the ones that smell like food. Mm-hmm. Now we have Rake Pile Leap.
I saw that.
And it's fresh.
It does have a very fresh scent.
It's more of a fresh scent. Mm-hmm. And then Sticky Buns is really good too. Mm-hmm. But I decided to do just 3.
Okay.
And so. Right.
So just each individual candles. You didn't mix? You didn't mix it?
No.
Oh, they're all 3 mixed. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you stacked those.
I did. Stacked mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So have you burned one?
I have. I've started burning it, and I've already switched from one to another. I went from apple strudel to caramel corn. And you can tell a difference.
Yeah.
I can tell a difference.
Okay.
So, but those 3 complement each other anyway, mm-hmm. which is kind of why I said that in case I did that just in case they didn't mix.
Yeah.
But, and they're colored, which I'm super pumped about mm-hmm. because, the candle has been just white, which is clean.
I do love the white.
I know, but I thought the color adds a little spice in your life.
It does.
So I was excited. It's wonderful. I love it. It smells so good.
I didn't have time the other day on Friday when Danielle and I were in there at lunch.
Yep.
I sniffed all of them and mm-hmm. they all smelled amazing. And I just could not decide which
scent to go with.
Yeah.
I know.
I couldn't.
I know.
And I wanted to mix it up a little bit, but then
I mixed it up.
What if my mixology isn't mm-hmm. good?
Yeah.
So then I started worrying about that.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So I'm just going to go
tried
in there
it.
And just do it.
Yeah. I just tried it.
Yeah. Pick my 3 favorite scents. And
that's
do it.
What
or
I
two
did.
Of my, or two
you
of my
You can
favorite.
Even do 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
And they look like little Dippin' Dots.
They do. They look like Dippin' Dots. Isn't that fun?
Yes. And there's like a little scoop in the barrel.
It's like ice cream scoop.
Yes. So.
You're so right.
Yeah.
It is. It's like Dippin' Dots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. So they look like little balls in your candle.
Yeah.
Until you melts all the way down.
Yep. And you can also do it on the lamps. Like you can do it on the lamps too.
Oh, yeah.
Like it works just as well on the lamps. Yeah.
I have a lamp. That's what I need to do.
Yeah. It works really well on the lamps too. Okay. I've tried and tested and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm proud of you for making room for that candle bar.
Look at me. I know. You'll be so impressed. I moved all that stuff by myself. Hardcore.
I'm impressed.
I had to take my shoes off to get a good grip. So I was barefoot. Shoving those things around just to give you all a visual. I moved all of the cabinets around and everything, and I was like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. But then my flip-flops, of course, I was wearing flip-flops, and I wasn't getting a good grip, and I had to give it a big oomph. So I took my shoes off, you know. So,
yep.
But I did. I made room.
Good. Good, yeah. Good, good. I'm excited about the candle bar. All right, we have somebody on the line.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to know what Kelly said in the 70s. Michael said she wasn't saying anything in the 70s. And to her defense, I said she might have been saying dada.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's going to plead the fifth on this, I think.
I'm not sure. But you know what I mean, though. What people didn't say in the 70s.
Yeah.
I know I didn't actually say anything until like 80 something.
Yeah.
Or 80, 81, something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe 79.
Maybe 79.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to sign up for the giveaway?
I want to sign up for that giveaway. Do you have cotton candy scent?
No, not right now. Mm-mm. There is a vanilla, berry vanilla, that could be similar to that.
Yeah, it does smell really good. I like berry vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Cotton candy is my favorite scent.
Yeah, yeah.
My uncle just opened the hatch, so it made a ding.
That's okay. It's all right. I got you down, Stacy.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. I have her number, so
that's why I didn't ask for it. I gotcha.
All right, 270-651-3000. 651-3000.
All right,
here we go.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We are fabulous.
How about you?
I'm doing all right. What are you doing, Kelly?
Oh, just hanging out with Betsy and chit-chatting, talk about this and talking about that.
Well, I just kind of tuned in. I'm not sure what y'all was giving away, but I was going to sign that forward.
All right, good deal. What is your phone number, hon?
270-218-9516.
All right. And what's your name? Did you get your...
Joke Lady.
Joke Lady. Okay, gotcha.
What was I signing up for, though?
You're signing up for a make and take candle.
Oh, I thought maybe it's a good man.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't need one of those. I don't need a good one, and I don't need a bad one.
That's fun.
Anyway, a make and take candle, huh?
Yes.
All righty. Well, maybe I'll win it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
270-651-3000. 651-3000. Make and take candle. Lots of scents to choose from.
Yeah.
There at Buttercup Lane Gifts. It's brand new. So if you have not checked it out yet,
sometimes
you need to go by.
Just got it out last week.
Need to go see it. All right. Let's talk Blake and Brenton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company.
They're busy.
Gosh, aren't they?
They're busy, busy.
I'm telling you, they have auctions lined up every single week. They have so many things going on. So they just had one on Saturday. That was a big one there on the 9th. That was on the North Dixie Highway over in Cave City. That was an absolute auction that Blake and Britton partnered with Jesse on that one. So that was a big one. They have several as well. Of course, Blake or Brenton, one is usually in Glasgow.
Right,
the other
is mm-hmm, Bowling Green, right?
Is in Bowling Green, yep. That's right. They kind of split up time between the two locations now that they have their location in Bowling Green open and ready to roll. But they do have several other auctions lined up throughout the rest of the month. I know Jesse has several coming up, and that is, I'm trying to find all the ones. If you go to rsmillsauctions.com, that's where you will find these auctions. Click on the auction tab. I know, online only auction that starts on Tuesday the 12th and runs through Tuesday, August the 19th. This is located in Summershade. It's the Jim M. Page Road, or on Jim M. Page Road. Antiques, toys, cast iron, four-wheelers, motorcycles, all kinds of things. There's something for everyone. Hundreds of Hot Wheels, if you're interested in that. Yeah. Stomper toys. Let's see. Ball fruit jars. Some of these are rare. So, yeah, if you're looking for some unique vintage and antiques, this would definitely be the place to go. You can check it out. Let's see if they have... I was looking to see if they have a preview time, like a time that you can go and look at everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not seeing it. But if you're interested in going and looking at these items, I'm sure that they will let you go and look at those. But, yeah, that's an online-only auction. Let's see here. Jesse has another auction coming up on Happy Hollow Road in Glasgow. Nice home, over 4 acres. It does have a garage. They are selling this in 2 tracks. And that is coming up Saturday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. And I'm just trying to find, there's several auctions going on right now. So head over to rsmillsauctions.com. That's where you will find all of these. And if you are looking to buy your first home or your forever home, your in-between home, whatever it might be, Blake and Brenton can definitely help you with that. They encourage you every time they're in studio to go ahead and buy now. Don't wait. You know, you can always refinance if you need to, if those interest rates go down to a better rate. So you can always... You can always refinance if you need to, but you can contact them. They'll talk to you about the benefits of auctioning your property, and they will come to you. You can come to the office, whatever is easier, whatever is most convenient. 270-766-7908. That's 270-766-7908. That's Blake and Brenton Ryan. Twin it to win it with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. All right. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So how did your Christmas sale?
It was so much fun. You know, some people finished their Christmas list last week.
Really?
Yes.
Finished?
Yes, finished. I had multiple people finish their Christmas. Isn't that amazing?
Well, good for them.
I mean, I just wanted to give them a cookie. You know, you're just like, great job. I've not started, but...
I hadn't even thought about starting.
Yeah, no, me neither. I don't know what I'm making for dinner.
Yeah.
Or lunch, you know. What am I going to do for lunch? But, you know, so some people, they are organized and they've got that. And you know what? Good for them. And it is very popular. Yes. So the Christmas summer sale was super fun. Yeah. So we had good times. And, you know, we're already getting ready for Christmas. I know you don't like talking about it and you just don't. But you put your Christmas tree out in October, right?
I do. Last few years, ever since COVID, I have edged a little. It used to be the first weekend in November.
Right.
Now it's the first, or it's the toward the end of October.
Yeah. So you know, we're already kind of in Christmas mode. So my brain kind of has already thought Christmas. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Well, I have several friends who are in fall mode.
Yes. And well, I mean, a lot of, like, the make and take scents are fall.
They are.
You know, like, there's pumpkins that I'm trying to grow pumpkins. Speaking of that.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll work, but I planted some seeds. And so,
well, hopefully you will have some.
Maybe I'll have my own little pumpkins.
Yeah.
You know, so help me get in the fall spirit. Mm-hmm. So, because I've already switched to Christmas. But yeah. But the shop is now switching over to fall because it's August.
I know everybody is. I mean, you have to. Retail automatically flips.
It does. Isn't it crazy?
It is.
And so.
There's lots of summer sales happening.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. So, yes. And so.
Great deals on, some, on
yeah.
some things.
And so. But yeah. So we've got, we're switching over to fall. So it is time. Time to get your leaves and pumpkins and all
so
kinds of stuff out.
What you got coming in?
Oh, girl, I have so much. I do.
Which
I have a problem.
Yeah. We have established this.
I know. I have a problem.
You
like,
do.
I do. Yes, I do. But we have tons of stuff coming in. Lots of new toppers. They have new toppers coming in. They even have a UK one I'm super pumped about. Like, they're actually going collegiate. So, I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So, we've got some new bracelets coming in. And, of course, the attachments for Happy Everything. They've come out with new ones. There's a really pretty pumpkin one.
Aww.
On a vine. Yeah, it's super cute. So, and then they've got the snow globe, a poinsettia, a scaredy cat, like a little black cat, and some little, it's called something toes. And it's a puppy paw.
Oh, cute.
It is. It's cute. So, yeah. So
that's adorable.
I know. So yeah, tons of new stuff coming in. The Make and Take candles, of course, are new. We've got new fall scents coming in for that. So just lots of new stuff coming in.
If you're in fall mode, now's the good time.
It is.
If you're ready.
But some of the stuff is not even fall. That, you know, it's just kind of all season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
I did see some really pretty, like the pumpkins, like the pumpkin platter that had the white, orange, and teal pumpkin.
Yes.
I saw those. Those were pretty.
Yes. The teal is really big this year. So we have even like acrylic teal pumpkins that you can, that are just, mm-hmm. Yeah. Bowls too. So with some gold, you know, yeah. So for some good accent colors and stuff like that to put on your island or an end table or something like that. Super, super pretty. You know, put candy corn in some of them. Did you see that they have candy corn out now?
No, I did not. I haven't.
You know, I like candy corn. I like the pumpkins better. I think we've discussed this.
Yes.
I like the pumpkins better than the candy corn because
yeah.
It's more bang for your buck.
It is. I agree.
And so, you know.
I agree.
I always get candy corn.
I'm a sucker. Oh, I know. Here I say, I'm not drinking almond milk because of all the bleh in it. But I'm a sucker for some candy corn.
Oh, my gosh. I love candy corn. Don't worry. It's just high fructose corn syrup and sugar.
I know that I don't
and fake colors. But you know what? It's okay.
Can we come out with some, like, natural ingredient candy corn?
Oh, it's not
going to
be good. It would not be good.
I mean, it could.
This artificial, I mean, give me the processed sugar. I need it. Yeah. I love candy corn, though.
There's got to be a brand out there
that is
a terrible candy corn.
I'm sure that there is.
I need to find it.
You can make your own candy corn. Like,
I can?
With, like, no, I don't know. You can attempt.
I thought you were about to tell me how
no,
I do that.
No, but you could do, like, the cane sugar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, put some pumpkin in it to turn it orange. Just a little hint of orange.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know? And then get your mold. And some what could go in place of high fructose corn syrup? Honey,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So
this could be a disaster.
It could. Or it could be really good. We may just have stumbled upon something amazing.
Right. It's possible. It is so possible.
Yes. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was thinking of something. So
yeah.
I would love to know. Because you know, they do have the healthy alternatives.
They do.
For, you know, like the Almond Joy and the peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
You know, there is a brand.
Chips.
They have
different.
That have like three ingredients.
Yeah.
So if they can do that.
Surely caramel.
Surely
can do it with candy corn.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I got to investigate.
You should.
I must research.
Yeah. I, however, will stick to the processed.
Okay. Alrighty.
I'll eat enough for both of us. How's that?
Okay. Okie doke. I do love mixing those with like peanuts and M&Ms.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Or the M&Ms that are
yep.
have three ingredients.
Yeah. It's okay.
Life is hard. Okay.
It is.
I mean, you try to eat well and try to eat healthy, and every other flipping video.
I know. Tells us what we need to do.
What we don't need to do.
Yeah, I have a list of a mile long of things I should do, and then another list of things I shouldn't do.
And everything is a hormone disruptor.
Yes, it is. How funny is that?
I mean, how my am I jug supposed of water.
This is a hormone disruptor right here. Did you know that?
Because it's plastic.
Yes. Too bad. You know, but I like my plastic jug of water.
And this, there's probably something wrong with this.
I'm
one.
I'm sure that there is.
But you know what? We have glass at our house.
Do you?
Like I got rid of all my plastic containers.
Did you really?
I did. I didn't have that.
Was
many.
That very freeing?
Yes. I love my glass containers. We wash the lids. Of course, they're plastic, but it's not touching my food. So,
look at you. I've thought about that. It's as far as I've gotten.
We use glass containers and stainless steel. We have some stainless steel bowls.
Yeah.
But most everything is glass.
Look at you. Way to go.
I mean, this is a process. You know, it's like a little at a time.
It is. It's not something you could do just immediately.
It's
like all at once. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you. Way to go.
We try to use the natural detergent.
I've been seeing that.
And I love it.
I really like Tide.
I know.
It smells so good, but I think it's really bad for me. It is. That's really what's bad. Coming up on my Instagram right now.
So bad, Betsy.
I know, but it smells so good.
I know, and it probably gets those gym clothes clean. Here's the problem I have. In normal circumstances, my clothes are fine.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Using the natural, which I know this is a bigger box store, but it's Buff City. I mean, that's where we get ours.
Yeah.
And they have all these wonderful scents.
They
so
do.
That's
they
what
have
I
really
use.
Good scents.
But Kyle's gym clothes.
I was going to say.
Are.
We've used Buff City as well. And I felt the same way.
I don't know what to use. Like, he's trying to find something fairly clean. And we've done research. He's done research. And he'll send me a couple. I'm like, I think this one might be good. Because I read the reviews. And everybody's like, my stinky gym clothes smell great. You know.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find something that will clean. Because he goes to CrossFit. And there's no AC in there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like. It's like he's just stepped out of the shower with his clothes on.
He's drenched, yeah.
And they're stinky because they've been in his truck all day.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So trying to find something has been tough.
Yeah.
So we're working on that. Hopefully we can find something pretty soon.
Yeah.
Life is hard.
It is hard.
I think I just said that 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's okay.
The struggle is real.
I know. The struggle is real.
It is.
Yeah.
So. All right. Let's take a phone call.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'd like to rescue my wife and my daughter.
All righty, Mr. Milam. So I've got Ronnie down and...
LaDonna Law.
LaDonna. Okay, what's the phone number?
590-6883.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, all the same.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 270-651-3000. Let's talk about Scooter's Coffee.
Whoop, whoop.
John came in and chatted with me on Friday, and they've got some new stuff.
Do they really?
They do. He brought in some of these. They are the sparkling soda floats.
Oh.
Sparkling sodas and floats. So they're bubbly, bold. They're great for summer. They're very refreshing.
Oh, that's
you might
nice.
Like some of these. Yeah, they have several different flavors of these. Let me see here. So let me pull up my featured items. So the sparkling soda. Oh, there's so many flavors. There's desert pear. Desert pear.
Look at that.
Blue raspberry.
Oh.
Raspberry. Coconut.
Yum.
Orange. Pomegranate peach.
Wow.
I tried the strawberry.
Was it delicious?
It was very strawberry.
Yeah.
Very strawberry. I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
It just had...
The flavor is strong.
The flavor is strong. But if you like stuff like this, you're going to love it. There's vanilla, sugar-free vanilla. I might have to try that sugar-free vanilla.
Yeah.
That sounds... I just can't do super sweet stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess because I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Get
cut
away,
it out. Yeah,
so
kind of
do it as much.
Yeah,
but right now they have their Chips Ahoy caramel blender.
Oh wow,
the Nutter Butter blender.
I love Nutter Butters.
I do too.
And they make you feel better because, you know, they kind of resemble a peanut.
I mean, it's a peanut butter.
I know.
It's a protein.
Sure.
Do you like their cake bites?
Yes.
They have Nutter Butter cake bites.
Oh, get out. I love peanut butter cake.
I
love peanut butter icing.
I love peanut butter anything.
Me too.
Peanut butter cupcakes.
Fudge. Peanut butter fudge is like my go-to.
Yes.
Yes.
And so.
They have Nutter Butter cake bites. I have refrained from getting any. I may have to go by and just get some this week just so I, you know, it's for work.
It is. It's for work.
You know.
You've got to test and try everything.
I have to test and try. Yeah. And I should have before they were back on this week.
Yeah.
I failed you, and I'm sorry. So I've got,
I must put that on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm. They also have bacon cheddar sliders.
Oh, wow.
On pretzel buns.
Oh, I love pretzel buns.
You're going to love these. Look at them. Just look at them.
I love pretzel buns.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
All beef burger. That's nice. A plus. Cheddar cheese, bacon crumble, white cheddar cheese sauce on a pretzel bun.
Wow.
Bada boom, bada bang. Mm-hmm. The peach pie Red Bull infusion. They've infused a lot of different flavors
with the
Red Bull.
I've noticed that with the Red Bull. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, you know, they have all of their other blenders that are on the normal menu. The hot espresso, cold brew, any of their brewed coffee. Their sparkling sodas and floats. That's something fairly new to the menu. I think it came earlier in the summer. They kind of kicked off summer with that. The smoothies, all the food, the dollar
smoothies
delights.
Are good. I don't know if you've tried their smoothies.
Yes.
Their smoothies are good.
And then what is your go-to that you always love?
I like the Caramelicious.
Okay, that's right. So they'll probably be releasing that here very soon.
Yeah. So that's the one that I like.
Or is it on there all the time?
I think it's one of their like
regular
favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the one I get. Unless, you know, like I'm just really tired and get... Just straight up.
Wasn't there a tea that you were going through and getting at one time?
Yes, it was. Was it raspberry?
Was it a green tea?
I
thought you had tried like...
I was drinking green tea for a while. Now I stopped and just gone back to coffee because, I mean, let's be real, it is my oxygen. And so...
Right.
But
it seems like you had told me about that.
I think it was raspberry. I'm almost positive it was raspberry. I feel like it was raspberry. I did it in the spring. It was really good.
Matcha? Did you try the matcha green tea?
No. Because I can't pronounce that, so I don't get it.
Matcha?
If I can't pronounce it, it's out.
Matcha.
See?
You said it.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Caramelicious, I can do. So, yeah.
Okie doke. Well, they have all of those things. So... If you're craving something this morning, go by there and see them. Grab you some breakfast. Egg bites.
Their coffee's so good.
I love the Scooter Doodle.
Yeah.
Scooter Doodle coffee is my favorite.
Yeah. Their coffee's good.
And...
It tastes good.
It really does. It has a great flavor.
It does. It's got a really good flavor to it.
John told me... I'm not going to get into detail, but he said they're going to have some more flavored coffees, like the beans,
Fun.
Like the grounds are going to be flavored. Mm-hmm. And see, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like just a hint of some kind of flavor.
A hint of flavor.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into detail as to what he told me because that might be top secret.
That might be on the down low.
But they have some coming.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So Scooter's Coffee, located on South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard. That is in the Southgate Plaza Shopping Center. Stop in, see them, get yourself a caffeine fix or breakfast fix, a yummy fix. And their drive-thru goes pretty fast.
Oh, my gosh. It's so quick.
Goes through pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So. It goes through super fast, even if the line's long.
Download the app so you can get points.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want to do that because you get free drinks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
After you've bought so much, after you get so many smiles, you get so many, you'll get free drinks. And then they do these promotions, too. They push notifications, and you'll get those on your
phone.
I don't even know if I have any rewards right now. I didn't even look.
Yeah.
So. Let me see. Let's see, what do I have here? Rewards. I guess I ought to click on rewards,
there
right?
There you go.
So, I have a brewed coffee. I have any tea. I have a sweet treat.
Look at you.
Ooh, I have a sweet treat. Any pastry item.
Look, now you can go get your Nutter Butter cake bite.
Yes. How about that? Well. Mm. And I have a... $2 for $5 Red Bull Summer Edition.
Look at you.
How about that? Kyle will be wanting that one.
Yeah. I know.
All right, let's go to the phone.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, Miss Betsy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
I would like to get registered, please.
All right. What's the name?
Robbie Corbin.
I thought that was you, Robbie, but I didn't want to be wrong.
It's me.
Okay, yeah. Robbie. What's your phone number?
670-6062.
Okay. Are you excited about going and making your own candle?
Yeah, that sounds kind of exciting. Something different.
It is. It's different. Yeah, it's fun.
Yep.
I've never done that before, so I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, good luck to you. We'll call you if you're the winner, okay?
Well, okay. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too, hon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You may be shocked at this. When I did go in and shop your Christmas.
Yeah.
I only bought one thing.
Really?
Let me see if you can guess what I bought.
Did you buy a pillow?
I did. I don't think there were any pillows left when I was in there.
I had really nice pillows.
See, things had already been kind of
gone through
by the time I was able to get over there.
Yeah.
No, it was not a pillow.
Was it a coffee mug? It was, wasn't it? One of the Christmas coffee mugs?
One of the Peace on Earth.
Oh, yep.
I love, not that I needed another coffee.
I know.
Christmas coffee mug, but I did.
Yep. They were so pretty.
I know, they were.
I know. I had to make room for more stuff, though.
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
It's what you got to do.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
But fall is upon us.
Yep.
And so I know you're going to get some new merch in.
Yes. It's already coming in.
New pillows, throws, anything of that nature?
Yes, pillows and throws, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's time, you know, we will definitely be getting throws.
Sweater weather.
It's sweater weather. So
it will be. It's not right now.
No. Because but, you know, I use blankets
it's
anyway.
74.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do too when I'm at night. I cannot sit on the couch without a blanket.
I can't either.
Why is that?
I don't know. Matt asks me all the time, are you cold? And I'm like, nope.
Just want to be covered
up. I just want a blanket.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I'm that way.
Yeah.
I always have been, though.
Yeah. And so, yeah. But we'll be getting all of that stuff in. Of course, the socks and stuff like that.
The cozy socks.
Mm. And so. Yeah. So, we've got all of that kind of stuff coming in. We'll be switching over. It's crazy. Yeah. But it is time. Time flies when you're having fun.
Or if you're not.
Yeah.
It flies whether you're having fun or not.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. So what else you have coming in?
Oh,
I know,
gosh.
I'm putting you on the spot. I know, I'm sorry.
My memory is always so bad. I was actually thinking it before. Let me look and see what we've got going on here. Let me just look on my phone because we've had so much coming in. We have, of course, the new UK and Louisville section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have that. And then we've got new UK pillows and everything. So we've got those. We also have some new. So they're like the big. We've got even more of the candle things. What are those things called? You know, the tall candle things?
Candle holders? The candle.
They're not candle.
Candelabra? Candlesticks?
Yeah, kind of like candlesticks, but they're the bigger ones.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got those coming in.
I don't.
Yeah. So we've got those.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got new Ronaldo. They've released new ones, and they will be released in September.
Okay.
So they are coming. So we've got new bracelets coming in.
Okay.
Right. And we're also getting some new of the gold, just kind of, they're just the stretchy.
Mm-hmm.
Beaded ones. They're going to be about $20 a piece.
Okay.
So
those
easy.
Waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we've got those coming in.
Okay.
Oh, Kelly, I've ordered so much. Like I've ordered so much stuff. So yeah. So we've just got, we're really kind of doing a flip over, honestly, okay. If you kind of think about it. We're kind of doing like a total like flip of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so all new stuff. So definitely stay tuned. Come by. Check it out because we've got lots of new stuff coming in.
Okay. All right. We're giving away a make and take candle.
Mm-hmm.
So Betsy has this brand new candle bar.
Yes.
There at Buttercup Lane Gifts.
So much fun.
It is. It's very colorful.
It smells good.
And it does.
You don't even have to burn it to make it smell.
No. and she has these little scoops, and they look like little Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
They're like little beady round circles.
Yeah.
And you just scoop however much you want in there in your little jar.
Yeah.
And you can mix your colors, mix your colors and scents.
Yep.
Or you can just do one of one color or one scent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. We've had people do both. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of whatever your preference is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So giving away one of those this morning. Make your own candle, make and take it. 270-651-3000. If you're just now joining us, of course, Betsy is my co-host from Buttercup Lane Gifts. And we are going to talk Glasgow Bering County Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Yeah.
And they got some small outdoor tools in recently.
Oh, fun.
So there's a picture on their Facebook page, and it is the green hedge trimmer. They have that for $10. The black hedge trimmer is $20. The green leaf blower is $20. They have an edge trimmer for $45. Electric weed eater for $10. All of them work.
Nice.
They look like they're in pretty decent condition, just, you know, according to the picture here,
right,
from what I can tell. So check that out. They also have sewing machine cabinet. They have some other cabinets as well. A twin size bed looks like it's in good condition as well. Has all the slats. Looks really nice. They have carpet. Only 70 cents a square foot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Lots of carpet. That's several rolls of carpet. So if you're looking to carpet a small area, I mean, some could probably carpet a couple of rooms, it looks like. I don't know where this came from, but they had about 17 rolls of, this is brand new carpet, 12 foot wide, except for one that's 10 foot.
Wow.
And they're shades of gray and tan.
Wow.
And they have it in a range from 96 square foot to 156 square foot. So now, they may have sold some of that since then, but that was as of Saturday, because these are dated the 9th. So that was as of Saturday. But they also have a mop and broom cabinet. That's a very nice looking cabinet. I wouldn't mind having that in my laundry room.
I need to pull this up.
Yeah, it's $100. It's 11 by 86. Like, I'd really like
to
have that in my laundry room. I wonder if that would go right there next to that cut. Here, I'm thinking. Sorry, y'all. I digress. I'm just thinking. I was like, that might work well in my laundry room. They have a patio table with four swivel chairs and an umbrella stand. $85. Books galore. They have this antique child's stroller. I mean, they have a little bit of everything.
So fun.
Yes. You got to go in there if you have not been in the Restore lately and see everything that they have. There is quite a variety of products, because you just never know what someone is going to donate or what business is going to donate. There are businesses that are redecorating and redoing, and then they get rid of things. They've got to clear out inventory to make room for new. So they will donate items to the Restore. So it's such a wonderful organization. And this Restore helps to build homes for those in need here in our community. So, and on the flip side of that, if you want to know how you could own a Habitat home, make sure you stop by, you know, talk with Melissa, you talk to Haley, Tambra, Steve. Of course, Steve is our executive director there at Habitat for Humanity Restore. They will get you the information that you need in order to find out if you qualify for a Habitat home, because that's what this is all about. It's an everyday fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And Habitat has been here in our community since 1993. So it's been around for a long time, long-standing organization here in our community. Located on West Main Street, you just look for the beautiful mural. The building is this bright green and blue color. You cannot miss it. It's across from the Shell Station, across from Kuzma Family Dentistry, so you cannot miss it. They are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and that phone number is 270-629-5775. And again, follow them on Facebook as well. See all the fun things
that they have. Yeah, I follow them on Facebook.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So, all righty. 270-651-3000. Let's see. You want to talk about Golden Rabbit?
Oh, no, yes. I'm so sorry. Yes. So we are actually going to be having a party. I forgot to mention this, of course. Oh, my brain. So we are having a make and take party. That's going to be after hours.
Okay.
Okay. So that is coming up at the end of the month. So the last week of the month. Let me go to the date here. It's a Tuesday. Let's see. Tuesday the 26th.
Okay.
Tuesday the 26th is a make and take party. And that's going to be from, I'm doing the time off of my head. I think it's 5 to 7.
Okay.
Okay. So we're doing a make and take party. And then, so you make your own candles. We're also going to have like coffee and just kind of different, like all kinds of a fun little event. I know.
So like a little girls' night?
Yes, like a girls' night. Yes.
And what night did you say?
Tuesday the 26th. What's wrong?
I can't be there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
But it's Tuesday the 26th.
My Bunko group is having swim party.
Oh, how fun,
yeah,
though.
We're not playing Bunko this month. We decided to have a swim party instead.
That's fun, though.
I think we, like every other month, we should do like a gathering instead of playing Bunko.
Instead of playing Bunko.
Let's just get together and socialize.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Not have the pressure of having to try to win.
Right. You're right. So, yeah.
You play Bunko, right?
I do. I love Bunko.
You play on a regular basis?
Yeah, we play every month. We're skipping August, though. And so, just because everybody's busy and stuff.
Do you find that certain numbers are easier to roll than others?
I'm very good at fives and sixes, but not ones and threes.
I hear you.
So, yes. Let me confirm that for you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just making sure I'm not the only one.
No, fives and sixes are my number one. You can forget it.
Yeah.
Except when I'm the lowest person and you have to like roll to see. I don't know if y'all do that, but when you are the lowest person at the end of the game, you have to roll the highest number to get a gift or something. That's how we kind of, if people are tied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I always roll a one.
Of course.
The only time I roll a one.
Of course.
Yeah. Is when we're rolling for the highest.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're just going to draw names for winners of gifts this month because we collect money Amy's gonna buy gifts and we're just gonna get together and swim. We're gonna have
an
evening swim at the pool.
How fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good time.
Yeah,
it'll be a really good time.
Yeah, so well, that'll be fun though.
Yeah,
so cool. That's a great idea.
I know,
look at you guys.
I know, it wasn't my idea.
Yeah,
I'm just going along with it.
I gotcha.
But I that's why I can't be there.
That's okay.
I'm so bummed.
I know, we'll probably have another something.
Okay.
You know, so
alrighty.
Yeah.
270-651-3000 651-3000. Hey, just a reminder, listen this week for the Summer of Fun Touch Tones.
Oh.
And you could win tickets to either Kentucky Kingdom or Holiday World.
How fun.
We're doing that all this week.
Yeah.
In fact, I will have an opportunity for you to win this morning.
Oh, yay.
Before 11 o'clock.
Nice.
Oh. So before 11, I will have an opportunity.
Guys, the countdown is on.
That's right. So you listen for those Summer of Fun Touch Tones for your chance to win.
Okay. That's so cool.
So, yeah, looking forward to that. And kind of a great way to, I hate to say this, but wrap up summer.
Yeah.
Because kids are about to go back to school here in just a couple of days.
I know. That's what I was going to say. If you need
13,
some.
14?
I don't know. When my kids got their driver's lessons, mama kind of checked out a little bit. No. 13th, Wednesday. They go
so
Wednesday.
Baron's first day is
Wednesday.
13th.
Yeah.
Okay. Golly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on countdown mode. So.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you need gifts, teacher gifts, we've got those as well. Sponge gel, of course, are fabulous. We also have the back scrubs that we've had great reviews from. Lots of people are really liking those. And we've got the nail ones as well. So we've got all that. You can always do a coffee mug, get you a gift card to one of the coffee shops here in town and send that. So lots of things, the candles, make your own candle because those are only 15. So lots of things to do.
Yeah.
For the teachers coming up. It's hard to believe.
I know it is.
Goodness.
Summer has really.
It is leaving us.
Disappeared quickly.
I know.
It's disappearing.
I never got my tan either.
You got a pretty good color.
It's just my arms from mowing.
I have a D decent tan right now, but it's like I stopped tanning. I was out in the sun for several hours Saturday.
Yeah.
And I use a Rocasa sunscreen.
Gotcha.
It's like it's a natural bronzing oil. It's a tanning oil.
Yeah.
And I put it on and it's like I can't get any darker, but I didn't burn.
That's at least good.
I love that tanning oil.
Yeah.
Like it has become my favorite. That's all I've used all summer.
Yeah.
Because I was reading about the here we go again.
Look at you. You're just
here
so
we go
healthy.
Again. I'm trying.
Go.
I'm trying to not disrupt all
you.
My hormones.
I know.
I mean, because, you know, it's like the things that we put on our skin, it gets into our skin and then therefore it causes cancer.
I know.
I mean, I can't do everything right, but I'm trying to do the things that I can't, that I have enough control over.
Yeah.
And I love that oil. It has done. I mean, I've not burned all summer.
You look very bronze.
And it's got a bronzing agent, like a bronzing, whatever. It's a natural one that I get from Kaylee.
There you go.
Yeah. So I have loved that stuff this summer. That's all I've used all summer long.
Good for you.
So, but anyway, I digress. I don't even know. But you were talking about not having a tan.
No, I have no tan.
But heck, the whole month of June was wet.
It was. It rained so much. And now has everyone noticed our grass is turning brown? I was like, well, it's summer. I mean, it's supposed to.
Yeah, we do need some rain right now. We need a good shower.
We do. We need a good shower.
Everything's thirsty.
It is.
My plants are.
My grass crunches when I walk on it.
I'm having to water my plants.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. And so my grass is crunchy.
One of them is little iffy.
It's very, I gave up on mine. I said good luck, guys.
Yeah, you're on your own. I'm still watering them. My petunias are one looks pretty good. It's like full and looks great. The other one, not so much. And I water them before the sun even comes up.
Yeah.
So they don't burn. You know, because the way the sun hits them, it hits them early in the morning.
You're so responsible.
Girl, I am trying. I mean, life is hard.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to do the right things. I'm trying to be a responsible, domesticated human being.
Good for you.
You know, my husband does the cooking. I take care of the flowers.
Yeah.
You know, I try to anyway.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of blooms on there.
Well, there you go.
So they're still alive.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about MedCenter Health for just a few moments. Laura will be back in studio on Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday. They offer so many convenient on-site diagnostic imaging and lab services.
Mm-hmm.
Bone density, CT, echocardiography. Sorry, I was having trouble.
I'm impressed.
Trouble saying that.
Yeah.
Lab testing, mammography, ultrasounds, vaccines, x-rays, all of that. They also have specialty clinics, too. So they wanted to bring that specialty care closer to you so you didn't have to drive to Bowling Green. And now you can see the providers here in Glasgow on select days of each month. You know, there's certain days that they come, but cardiology, gastroenterology, general surgery, neurosurgery, pulmonology, urology. That's just to name a few. They have a few others. Cardiothoracic?
Yes.
Surgery.
Boom.
Took me a second. Cardiothoracic surgery and sports medicine. My brain's not working.
That's okay.
And then vascular surgery. So.
Look at you. Go team.
I'm trying.
Go team.
But yeah, Laura will be in with us on Wednesday to tell us more about everything that they offer there. And their doctors are wonderful. Some you may recognize their name. Some have been here before and moved away and have moved back. And you can text to schedule an appointment now. You text MCHDOC, all one word, MCHDOC to 270-796-3200. You can schedule an appointment that way. Of course, you can always call if you would prefer to call and schedule an appointment, 270-261-5640, 261-5640. And the Med Center here in Glasgow is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Cool.
It's been a great addition.
Yes, it is.
To our community having Med Center Health here in town, right there on the bypass. So 401 South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard here in Glasgow, right next to Sherwin-Williams, just to give you a landmark, because that's been there for so long. That's where you can,
building.
Find it. It is. It's very pretty. Yep. It added so much to that site.
That area.
Yeah, definitely. And last but not least, Plantation Tires, they are running a special right now on their alignments. So they will do an alignment for you. I believe it is $59.99. Let me make sure on that price. Yes, $59.99. They have a brand new alignment rack. They're going to check it for free. They're going to check the alignment on your vehicle for free. So they are running a special on that right now. And they will do a little bit of this and a little bit of that for any and every vehicle, whether you have a tractor trailer, mm-hmm. those big trucks. If you have a truck, you have a car, SUV, they will do your oil change. And they carry top brands on their tires. And Brent will give you a really great deal. Keep in mind, they offer 10% off on all military and first responders. And Brent's worked for a company here in town for several years. I've worked with him in the past. And he was offered this position at Plantation Tires mm-hmm. over in Tompkinsville. That's the area that he is from.
Yeah.
And they have done a spectacular job. They had their grand opening last month. That last month or June. Again, time has flown.
Yeah.
Within the last couple of months, they've had their grand opening there in Tompkinsville. And it's a beautiful drive over there. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy driving over there. And now that I know where it is, it's really easy to get to. You know, it's a pretty easy drive. It's going to take you a few minutes. But Brent has told me from day one, it's going to be worth your time.
Right.
Worth the drive over, because you're going to save money. Okay. They're going to take care of you. Get you taken care of over at Plantation Tires. And then, of course, right next door to Plantation Tires is Plantation Used Auto Parts. They have a lot of different things. If you're looking for something, that's their salvage yard there in Tompkinsville. So if you're needing something, mm-hmm. they have a variety of parts, hoods, doors, fenders, rear axle assembly, engines, transmissions. If you're looking for something like that, hit them up. They don't have it. They will find it for you. So Plantation Tires and Plantation Used Auto Parts in Tompkinsville, 82 Barbara Road is where Plantation Tires is located. 82 Barbara Road. All right.
All right.
I believe that's going to finish us.
Oh, goodness.
Up.
Yes. Yes. Gotcha. All righty. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being
here. So much
here.
Fun. Always.
Always have.
Yeah.
Such a great time. I'll let you finish up with anything that we missed.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, if you guys make sure and check us out on Facebook and Instagram, it's Better Coupling Gifts. We also, of course, do complimentary gift wrap. So if you need anything, birthdays, stuff like that, we have you covered. And we're located at 213 Reynolds Road here in Glasgow, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 2.
All right. Also has the beautiful mural on the side of the building.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have two beautiful murals as my sponsors this week.
Yeah, so. Yep.
All right, tap that
number
in the middle.
Okay.
Let's see what the number is.
Four.
Number four is LaDonna Lyle.
Oh, there you go.
So congratulations to LaDonna.
Congratulations.
The winner of the Make and Take candle. Check out the new candle bar at Buttercup Lane Gifts. And go check out all the fall stuff, too, if you're ready for that.
If you're ready for that.
I'm not ready for it.
It's coming, ready or not.
I know it, girl. I know it. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for the giveaway, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate all of our sponsors. Of course, Betsy with Buttercup Lane Gifts, Blake and Brenton Ryan, Realtors and Auctioneers with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. MedCenter is our Wellness Wednesday sponsor. Scooter's Coffee. Also, thanks to Habitat for Humanity Restore and Plantation Tires. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Turn up your radio right now. Serving Southern Kentucky from the top of Commerce Plaza on the square in downtown Glasgow with country's hottest hits. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow.